She's aghast, you know, that this happened. She thought the number one thing was, all right, we need to reimburse the tree company for the money that we should never have asked them to contribute for this event. Because at the very least, it looks really bad if we're doing business with a vendor, and now we're asking this vendor to pay for a luncheon benefiting 40 employees. She split the cost of the reimbursement of the lunch with the head of our parks and recreation department. We weren't going to compound one mistake with another mistake. It was our lapse in judgment that caused this. So why should the taxpayers have to fund that mistake? When you screw up, right, the way to handle it is, number one, to identify it and call it what it is. It's a mistake. Now, there's an investigation going on, so right now, all I know is that it's a mistake, right? So it's call it what it is. Number two is make a repair. So in this case, the director and the head of parks have paid back the company for that solicited money, for the money we should not have asked for. Mm. And number three, what are you going to do different? And what we're going to do different is we're going to get ethics training in here so that everybody knows it, is up on it, lives by it. You'd like to think that people would have the awareness of the code of ethics in Rhode Island, that there are certain things you can do and certain things you cannot do. There are just certain no-fly zones, and this is one of them.